Hi, I'm Jacob Petticord from FossWire.com, and this is a video tutorial about some new PTV developments. This here is the latest release, PTV 0.11.0, and it seems to be the first one that's able to successfully cut and clip videos and export them without too much trouble. It's not available in most repositories, but you can download it from ptv.org or from Debian Unstable. To start, we're going to take Peter's past tutorial on Nautilus modes and just drag it into the timeline. Or into the clip mode. You can play it, and it seems to play it back fine. However, then you just take the clip and drag it into your timeline. And now, some things to know about this timeline here. I'm in advanced mode right now, which supports audio tracks and video tracks, although audio tracks isn't really implemented. If you switch over to simple mode here, you just get a slider and a little effect thing, which doesn't seem to be implemented right now. You can also edit your clips and trim them. And in advanced mode, if you seek to a position, you can even clip them. So let's say right at 10 seconds, I want to cut this. So I'm going to right click, cut, and now we have two separate video clips and I can move them around. There's a certain bug in this though, and it's that after I clip this, the sound's going to be very distorted on the second half of this clipping. Like right here, it will be fine.
How you want to.
But now it's all slow.
Perhaps it's another distro too. You'll notice that the file manager.
And we all know Peter does not sound like that. But anyway, usually if that happens, if you're lucky, you can go to back to simple timeline mode, hit the edit button, and just hit done. If you're lucky.
Hi, I'm Peter and welcome back to FossWire Video.
Oops, error.
To make it
how you want to.
Alright, and that didn't fix it, but sometimes that does work, and keep in mind this is still in very early development, but for now, compared to what it was like 3 or 4 months ago, they've made a lot of progress, because back then all you could do was barely get it to render a single clip. And speaking of rendering, you click this button right here, render project, and then you hit choose file. Simply pick a file to save it as, and you can even change the exporting types. You can get everything FFmpeg supports, actually everything GStreamer supports. So if I want to export this to Flash Video right now, I would simply do that and hit OK, and it's rendering some Flash Video. And it actually does it without too much trouble now. And again, this used to barely work earlier. Now if I play this.
Hi, I'm Peter and welcome back to FossWire Video. It's a really, really quick tip for you today, and it's how to edit the behavior of GNOME's file manager to make it behave how you want it to. Here at Fedora 7.
And you can see that glitch is still in the rendered version, so that's just a problem with their editor at the moment. Anyway, this is PTV. You can get it at www.ptv.org, PITIVI. And this is a FossWire.com video.